Off the Ball Daily,
a home for your favourite podcasts from Off the Ball.
I was almost surprised when Taylor's hand was raised at the end, because you could feel Serrano coming on strong. Katie Taylor was a very much more of a clear winner.
Subscribe to the Off the Ball Daily podcast feed right now.
Off the Ball's Rugby Daily with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish rugby. Never stop competing.
Welcome to Thursday's Rugby Daily. My name is Richard McCormack. Coming up, Andy Farrell and Joe Schmidt named their teams for Saturday's test at the Aviva. Last year's World Cup hits the IRFU's finances, and Leinster are able to welcome back a host of Ireland internationals for tomorrow night's URC Interpro with Ulster. Rugby Daily is brought to you with thanks to Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish rugby. Never stop competing. But first today, as revealed on Off the Ball's Wednesday Night Rugby last night, Andy Farrell has kept faith with Sam Prendergast for Saturday's test with Australia. As opposed to last week, Jack Crowley, and not Kieran Frawley, will provide cover for the 21-year-old on the bench. Farrell was asked today about the decision to start Prendergast against the Wallabies.
A couple of things. He deserves it. I thought he played pretty well. He's trained pretty well over the course of this autumn series as well. So there's another chance there to lead the week, etc., and grow in that manner, and obviously the opportunity to play in a big game along with a good side behind him, and you know, for the likes of himself and for Gus McCarthy and a few others, actually, hopefully you combine all that together and it kicks them on for the future.
Now, Coach warned this by no means means the end of Jack Crowley.
Jack's played very well for us for a good while now. Played in a lot of big games as well, so we know as far as that's concerned what we've got, although there's a lot of improving to be had and to be seen with Jack and Kieran Frawley, etc. But I suppose it's a pretty similar to Connor. I mean, Connor's an unbelievably trusted member of our staff, as is Jack, you know. So Craig played well. He deserves a chance to play in a big game also, so he goes throughout the squad.
Off the Ball's own Cameron Hill asked Farrell today what the messaging to Prendergast will be.
To grow on the performance of last week, you know, I thought, and so did he, that his performance was good. A few errors thrown in there. I thought he was nice and composed. How he controlled the game coming off the bench against Argentina as well. You can throw that into the mix, so putting it all together in an 80-minute performance of a big occasion for everyone involved.
Farrell's also opted against changing last week's centre partnership, with Gary Ringrose among the replacements as Bundy Aki again partners Robbie Henshaw. The head coach admits he's stacked with options for the centre.
Yeah, and Stu, you know, unlucky to miss out there, and obviously Jamie Osborne could play there, so the headaches has got even bigger, which is brilliant. You know, they all came in at different stages in the autumn. Robbie hadn't played much rugby at all. He's up to speed there now. He's fresh enough. Gary had a cut on his hand that got infected that took him out of training last week, but he's fine and back up to speed, so he's got fresh legs coming off the bench there as well. Plus, I thought the two lads played pretty well as a partnership last week.
Into the backs come Hugo Keenan for the injured Jamie Osborne, and James Lowe returns in place of Jacob Stockdale on the left wing. As expected, Craig Casey is replaced at scrum half for Jemison Gibson Park. Ronan Kelleher comes into the front row for Leinster teammate Gus McCarthy. Tyke Byrne reverts to blindside flanker, as James Ryan's named in the second row alongside Joe McCarthy. Keane Healy, meanwhile, will make a record-setting 134th appearance for Ireland when introduced off the bench on Saturday. Peter O'Mahony is also restored to the replacements ahead of Kian Prendergast. So that Ireland team will have Hugo Keenan at full back. The wings will have Mac Hansen and James Lowe. Robbie Henshaw is at outside centre. Bundy Aki is inside him. Sam Prendergast, as mentioned, starts at out half. Jemison Gibson Park is at scrum half. Andrew Porter, Ronan Kelleher and Finlay Beelam are the front row. Joe McCarthy and James Ryan this week, the second row partnership. Tyke Byrne starts at blindside flanker. Josh van der Fleer continues at open side. Caelan Doris once again captains the team from number 8. The replacements for Ireland will be Gus McCarthy, Keane Healy, Tom O'Toole, Ian Henderson, Peter O'Mahony, Craig Casey, Jack Crowley and Gary Ringrose. Joseph Suali'i has been passed fit to start for the Wallabies at the Aviva on Saturday. The recent convert from Rugby League, who made such an impression against England earlier this month, keeps his place at inside centre despite suffering an arm injury in a challenge with Scotland centre Sione Tuipulotu. Max Jorgensen returns on the left wing, replacing last week's debutant Harry Potter. Former Leinster target Taniela Tupu comes back at tight head to replace Alan Alalatoa. There's no Will Skelton this week for the Wallabies, so Nick Frost and Jeremy Williams, who started the win over England together, are reunited in the second row. Fraser McRae starts at open side in place of Carlo Tizzano. There'll be a debut off the bench as well for Waratahs out half Tane Edmed. Last week's defeat to Scotland aside, the Wallabies have had a fine autumn, putting 42 points on England and a further 10 the week after on Wales. Former Australia back Pat McCabe gave his assessment of Joe Schmidt's regime so far on this morning's Off the Ball Breakfast.
At the very least, he's brought a really settled group, and that's something that we very much didn't have coming out of the World Cup, and a really tumultuous time with Eddie Jones there as well. So you can see, I speak to some of the guys, but just in the way that they carry themselves, it's just a much more settled group than it was 12 months ago. I think another thing he's done is brought some really great assistant coaches in around him. I think you'd know Laurie Fisher there, obviously, well, yeah, over in Ireland, but a number of other coaches as well that I think are very much the top of their trade and bring their own qualities. So I think for me, a good coach is someone that brings in good coaches around them and let them contribute their piece to the puzzle as well. And then I think he's really, given guys a lot of confidence. He's backed guys that have had difficult games. Argentina's one that you mentioned.
Yeah.
And then given them a chance to show their way through rather than making wholesale changes.
You can hear much more from Pat McCabe and loads more guests, including George Gregan, on this weekend's test by becoming an Off the Ball member now. Offtheball.com/join is how you can do that. So Tom Wright will start at fullback for Australia. The wings then manned by Andrew Kellaway and Max Jorgensen. Joseph Suali'i and Len Iketau continue their so far successful centre partnership. Noel Alessio and Jake Gordon are in the halfbacks. It's front row of James Slipper, Brandon Painga Amosa and Taniela Tupu. Nick Frost and Jeremy Williams are the second row partnership. Rob Valenti starts at blindside flanker. Fraser McRae is on the open. And Harry Wilson captains the team from number 8. On the bench for Australia will be Billy Pollard, Angus Bell, Alan Alalatoa, Lucan Salakaye Loto, Langi Gleeson, Tate McDermott, Tane Edmed and Harry Potter.
Off the Ball is coming to the 3 Olympia this January as we preview the 2025 Guinness Six Nations in the company of some rugby royalty. In the green corner is Off the Ball's Brian O'Driscoll, and in the white corner, England's World Cup winner Austin Healey. England's World Cup squad member Austin... England's 2003 World Cup injury cover but didn't actually play, Austin Healey, with some more special guests to be announced. It's all with thanks to Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish rugby. Never stop competing. And we'll have some great prizes on the night, including match tickets for the home games against England and France. Tickets on sale now from €23. Go to offtheball.com/events for more.
Off the Ball.
The RFU posted a deficit of €18.4 million for the financial year that came to an end in July. They say last year's World Cup accounted for €12.1 million of that loss due to the lack of November internationals. That dearth of fixtures at the Aviva in November of last year meant the union's income was reduced from €92 million to €79 million. They increased spending as well on women's rugby by €2.6 million, bringing the total to €8.3 million. Despite the loss, the IRFU are debt-free with net assets of €87 million and cash and cash investments of €69 million. IRFU Chief Financial Officer Thelma O'Driscoll described the deficit as significant but one that was planned for and ahead of what they had projected. A small cash surplus is anticipated for this year. Jack Conan returns from injury to captain Leinster in tomorrow night's URC Interpro against Ulster at the Kingspan Stadium. Leo Cullen can recall fit again internationals Jimmy O'Brien, Jordan Larmour and Ross Byrne for the trip to Belfast. Orgie Snyman, meanwhile, is named among a 6-2 split on the bench. Nick Timoney parachutes back in from the Ireland camp to start at open side for Ulster. They're otherwise decimated by international call-ups, with Tom O'Toole, Ian Henderson, Cormac Izuchukwu and Stuart McCloskey missing from the team that started their most recent URC fixture away to Cardiff last month. Ulster lost that game at the Arms Park after conceding 2 tries in the final quarter. Centre Jude Postlethwaite believes an Interpro is the perfect setting for Ulster to respond.
Yeah, I think it riles everyone up when you're playing an Interpro, so I think a good response to what happened in Cardiff will be good for us. We've been preparing for the 4 weeks. We've had some great training sessions, so yeah, looking forward to it.
Postlethwaite's head coach Richie Murphy can't wait to return to action against a side with whom he's very familiar.
Yeah, massive game for us, obviously coming off the back of the Cardiff game, which was a disappointing way to finish. Leinster at home is a game that the Ulster boys always rise for. So, you know, they've obviously came up here towards the back end of last year with a strong team, and we managed to beat them last play of the game. They'll be looking for revenge, and at the moment they are looking very strong. Obviously they're missing a lot of players in Irish camp, but it just shows you the strength of their team when you think about what will turn up here on Friday night. They've been, I think they're conceding less than 2 tries a game, which most teams are a lot higher than that. Very hard to score against. They've become a much more difficult team to play against than probably where they were last year even. So trying to find opportunities to launch your attack is quite difficult at the moment.
His opposite number, Leo Cullen, is full of admiration for the job done so far by Murphy in Belfast.
Yeah, listen, I know Richie well. Again, he would have been here as a coach under Joe and would be heavily influenced by Joe. And like, if you think Richie, like, what is, you know, his role here, particularly around the kicking game, you know, so Ulster will have a strong kicking game. You know, even when we played that quarter final here at the Aviva, when Richie was the head coach at that stage, very strong aerial threat. So we would expect that. You know, we're into the depths of winter as well. Again, depending on what conditions are like on the night. But yeah, like, he's strong attention to detail in terms of some of their ruck in particular. You know, they have a new 10 there with Aidan Morgan, and you know how he influences the game. Slightly different style of play to Billy Burns that would have played there before, in terms of a couple of games that we would have played against Ulster last year. They'll be missing a few players. We'll be missing a few players. So when you go to Belfast, you know, Friday night, like, there's a certain thing that you expect. You know, a vociferous crowd, and a team that'll be fully committed. You know, they're what, 3 from 3 in their home games this season. So we know it's going to be a serious challenge up there. But it'll be a physical game. I think you'll see 2 sets of players that'll be fighting tooth and nail for their respective province and team, and you know, that's what you want to see in these derby games. That's what we're braced for.
So let's remind you of those teams for tomorrow night's Inter-Pro. Jimmy O'Brien returns from injury to start at full-back for Leinster. Jordan Larmour and Andrew Osborne are on the wings. Liam Turner is partnered by Charlie Tector in the centre. Ross Byrne will start at out-half. Luke McGrath is earning a 217th cap for the province at scrum-half. It's a front row of Jack Boyle, John McKee and Rabah Slimani. Dermot Mangan gets a first start of the season in the second row alongside Brian Deeney. Max Deegan starts at blindside flanker. Will Connors is at openside. Jack Conan, as I mentioned, captains the team from number 8. On the bench for Leinster will be Lee Barrett, Michael Milne, Rory Maguire, Orji Snyman, James Culhane, Fintan Gunn, Harry Byrne and Scott Penny. For Ulster, they will start with Stuart Moore at fullback. Werner Koch and Michael Lowry are their wingers. Ben Carson and Jude Postlethwaite are in the centre. Aidan Morgan is named at out half, while Nathan Doak beats John Cooney to the scrum half position. Eric O'Sullivan, James McCormick and Scott Wilson are their front row. Captain Alan O'Connor is joined by Kieran Treadwell in the second row, and it's a back row for Ulster of James McNamney, Nick Timoney and David McCann. On the bench for them are Tom Stewart, Andrew Warwick, Corey Barrett, Harry Sheridan, Marcus Ray, John Cooney, James Humphreys and Ben Moxham. Former Ulster prop Stephen Kitsoff hasn't closed the door on a return to rugby. The 32-year-old underwent a 6.5-hour neck fusion surgery last week, having sustained an injury to the C1, C2 area of his spine, playing for the Stormers in the Currie Cup in September. Writing on social media, Kitsoff shared that his operation was a big success. He added, "It's going to be a long recovery journey, but I'm excited for the future ahead. Please trust me for updates on my progress and don't believe any other sources. Here's to healing," he said. 2 major departures have been confirmed from La Rochelle at the end of the season. Teddy Thomas moved to Toulouse has been confirmed. Former France winger has been deployed more as a centre than a wing this season by Ronan O'Gara, while scrum half Tawera Kerr-Barlow, who helped La Rochelle win the 2023 Champions Cup, will move to Stade Francais in the summer. He's been with La Rochelle since 2017. That's it for today's Rugby Daily. Don't forget to subscribe to the OTB Rugby feed to keep this podcast coming to you free of charge Monday to Friday. My name is Richard McCormack and I'll be back with more Rugby Daily for you, with thanks to Bank of Ireland, tomorrow. Till then, thanks for listening.